on social media, we've got to become better storytellers. And if you're not a good storyteller and you're in charge of social media, you need to find some people that are good storytellers. And so I'm a guy that I would say I'm creative strategically, but I'm not creative artistically. I'm not even necessarily that creative with words. And so as I built social media systems and as I continue to serve clients, I have a team that I've built out. And a lot of times that's volunteer teams and it's different people. I think the other side is a lot of times social media, you want to give it to a teenager because they're good at social media. But often some of the best storytellers in our congregations are over the age of 60. And really, you know, I think you've got to combine generations and having diversity in your social media teams that you build up. Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith. And on this episode of the podcast, I've got an interview, a replay interview of an interview with Gary Vaynerchuk I did in April of 2013. Now, before you check out, I think you're going to be shocked to hear how much of this is still relevant today. This was brought to my attention. This interview is something I actually kind of forgot about recently. And I re-listened to it and I thought, man, so much of this is still relevant today in such a significant way. And I think it's worth listening back to, because if we begin to look back at maybe some missed opportunities we had 6 years ago, how we might lean into the opportunities we have for the next 6 years ahead of us. And so this is my interview with Gary Vaynerchuk. If you're not familiar with Gary V, he built an empire off of his dad's liquor business. He built a wine business called Wine Library TV. He was one of the first YouTubers out there doing a daily wine show. And he exploded, wrote a book called Crush It that was transformative for me, as really telling his story of building that business on the back of social media and digital technology, and has now started one of the largest, maybe the fastest growing marketing agencies in the world right here in New York City, VaynerMedia. He's incredible entrepreneur, incredible visionary. Now, I do have to give a red flag if you're going to look at some of his other content. Some of his language you might find offensive, but his insights are so cutting edge and I think incredibly valuable for the church. And in this interview, we talk specifically about the church and how churches can lean in when it comes to social media, how ministries can lean in when it comes to social media and new technology. So I'm excited for you to listen in on this interview. And then at the end, I'm going to debrief a little bit about some of my thoughts now, 6 years later. So let's jump into the conversation with Gary V. Hi, I'm Neil Smith, author of The Social Media Guide for Ministry, and I'm here with one of my heroes, Gary Vaynerchuk, a New York Times bestselling author, social media expert, and future owner of the New York Jets. Gary, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the intro, brother.
All right. My crowd, Gary, is a church and ministry nonprofit leader. So when it comes to social media, where do you see the greatest opportunity in that area, and where do you see that we're really missing it?
Well, I mean, you know, no matter what you do, whether you sell wine like me or it's for the church and ministry like the real world, the fact of the matter is that it's all about storytelling, right? And as more and more people start spending more and more of their time on these platforms, you know, your audience, people listening to this or reading this, interview, are going to need to understand how to get their message across on this platform. Much like, it's no different than for the people that are listening right now, thinking back to the mid-90s when the conversation wasn't social media, the conversation was websites, right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine right now being a church or ministry or nonprofit and not having a website? Exactly. So that chuckle,
right,
is the same way that I see people not having a heavy understanding of how to storytell on social networks.
And so, Gary, when it comes to all of the social networks that are out there, and so what I hear a lot is, I don't have enough time, and I'm busy.
Sure.
And then there's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, Instagram, Pinterest, and the list goes on. How do you prioritize your time, and how do you prioritize where you're investing that time with all the networks out there?
So for me, the reason, I think with Facebook, Twitter, depending on your business, then it becomes Pinterest, Tumblr, Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, but the reason for me it's been very easy to focus on it and and spend time is, I was running a very successful business when this all pops for me in 06 and 07. In wine e-commerce business, as you may know, but some of the people listening might not. And the reason I was able to put a lot of time into it, hours and hours a day, is because I delegated a lot of the stuff that wasn't as important to other people. I would argue and challenge everybody on this call that they're spending at least 2 hours a day on things that don't matter as much, things that they're used to doing, things that they've always done, or really just leisure and not hustling enough. And they should put that into social and the people there, because I never understood how putting time and effort into the people that conceivably can change your business, the customer, was not a good idea. And your customer is living on these platforms.
Huh, that's good. So how do they, a lot of people say, I'm not a storyteller. I'm not a communicator in that way. It's unnatural for me. How do you become a good storyteller?
At some level, it's a talent, right? So that's asking you, like, how do you become a good singer or a basketball player? You can definitely put in the work to be the best version of yourself, but you may need to hire somebody, you know, if your best version of yourself is still isn't great. And so, you know, that's kind of how I think about it. You know, I hire for the things that I'm not as great at, but, you know, storytelling is something I am. And so, you know, I don't, you know, this is not some sort of rah-rah, you can do it, just read and try. You can get better. You can definitely become the best version of yourself. But you can only be the best version of yourself. And if your natural talent doesn't allow you to understand how to storytell and market, you need to then find somebody who does.
Very good. When it comes to, and maybe specifically in the church world or nonprofit world, but maybe in the wine world as well, what new technologies do you see coming down the road that you think those that are listening to this need to keep their eyes out on? Where should we be looking to focus our attention in the coming years?
I mean, if you're talking about a half decade, you got to look at Google Glass, right? The thought of people wearing glasses and having information. So imagine literally, you know, the day when people are coming on Sunday morning and have them on, and as you're, you know, somebody's giving a sermon, literally there's information about it in their eyeglass because it's understanding the visuals. And it just, you couldn't, or the audio eventually. And so just, you know, that, the smart everything movement where all product is going to be smart, I think is going to be the biggest movement. So, you know, literally to put it in the context of your world, imagine when the Bible is literally got information on it and your Bible texts you that you haven't opened it enough lately. I mean, there's really going to be, it's going to really literally be that kind of world.
Yeah.
So that kind of movement, I think.
That's awesome. That's exciting. Well, I do have one last New York question for you. Should Tim Tebow be the starting quarterback for the New York Jets?
So I think he's an incredible guy. And I know he's beloved in the community that's listening. So please don't get upset when I say I don't think so. But I think he's got a great chance to be president of the United States. I think that's a hell of a lot more that's a hell of a lot more grand than being a quarterback in the NFL, right? So that is my true, authentic, official answer.
Do you think he'll get a chance to be a starting quarterback anywhere in the NFL?
I do, actually. I think he's, you know, I think the New York stuff is tarnished and he needs a fresh start.
Right.
But I think he's limited as a passer and, you know, but he just, like, you know, again, much like I think a lot of my stuff, I think my talent is fine, but I think I've willed myself to victory. I think he's got a little bit of that in him. I think he'll get another at bat before it's all said and done. I don't believe the whole convert him to a running back or tight end. I think he's got too much bravado to let that happen.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Gary, I appreciate you taking the time and
my
for
pleasure,
leading
my
the
friend.
Way with social media and bringing us along in the journey.
I appreciate it and wish you well.
All right, thanks, man.
Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Gary. Gary is a hero of mine. I've had the privilege of meeting Gary a couple of times, every time I listen to him, every time I listen to one of his podcasts, or I've gotten to hear him speak a few times, just so much great insights. He's such a forward thinker. And I think there's a few takeaways that I had from this conversation, and I'm curious what some of your takeaways were. So I hope you'll post on social media, use the hashtag SMC podcast, and share your thoughts and insights from this conversation. But the first is storytelling. You know, I mean, he's just spoke to, we have to learn to tell the story. And I think when we think about the Bible, I mean, Jesus was the ultimate storyteller, and we have the greatest story ever told in the Bible, and pastors are storytelling from the pulpit every week, and on social media we've got to become better storytellers. And if you're not a good storyteller and you're in charge of social media, you need to find some people that are good storytellers. And so I'm a guy that I would say I'm creative strategically, but I'm not creative artistically. I'm not even necessarily that creative with words. And so as I built social media systems and as I continue to serve clients, I have a team that I've built out, and a lot of times that's volunteer teams, and it's different people. I think the other side is a lot of times social media, we want to give it to a teenager because they're good at social media, but often some of the best storytellers in our congregations are over the age of 60, and really, you know, I think you've got to combine generations and having diversity in your social media teams that you build up, but having teams that can tell stories together on behalf of your church is a big deal. And so storytelling is such a core function. And you even look at the feature that is stories, Instagram stories, Facebook stories. We've got to tell stories, and we've got to do this in basically micro segments. And so storytelling is core to social media. It was 6 years ago, and I would say it's even more essential, or just as essential today. And so that insight from Gary was timeless, and I fully agree with that. It was interesting. I actually read my old book, Social Media Guide for Ministry, about a year ago, just to kind of refresh, and I thought, man, about 90% of this is still relevant. You know, I actually, and even in this interview, you might have heard me mention Google+. Well, there's some things that have changed in the world of social media. And back when we were having this conversation with Gary 6 years ago on social media storytelling was text written post. Every now and then you'd get a graphic designer to do a graphic post, but very little was graphics and really very little was video. And now 70% of all content consumed on Facebook is video. You know, most of the other platforms are video. Social media has shifted, but the need for storytelling has not. So really good insight there. And I think this is not something that I can like, okay, just here's the 1, 2, 3 of storytelling. It's not that easy. It is, as Gary said, it's a kind of a discipline to practice and refine and figure out which stories and how you tell stories best engage with your community. The other thing he mentioned was time management. You know, so as you're balancing the various platforms, I think you've got to prioritize where you're going to be engaged, where your core audience and community is, and you cannot be everywhere. And so I think really beginning to prioritize, now for most churches, that's Facebook, prioritizing Facebook. Instagram is the hot platform over the last year, and the growth that's been there for my church, Hillsong. It's, you know, I would say they're 90% Instagram, 10% Facebook. And so you've got to prioritize what is the best platform and platforms for your church, but you can't be everywhere and fully invested everywhere. You've got to prioritize. And I think you can be kind of invested some places, but primarily invested somewhere or in a couple key places. So figuring out the time management is a key aspect for your ministry. Other thing I think with time management is figuring out for you, blocking time. Social media is often an afterthought of once I get all these things done, then I can put some time into social media. I think we need to be putting in our calendar, this is when I'm going to do social media. And so for me, I even literally put in, this is when I'm going to go live on LinkedIn. I put it in my calendar at like 10 a.m. on Tuesday. I'm going to do a LinkedIn live. At this time, I'm going to review my social media content for this week. And so I prioritize that aspect of social media personally. And I think within our churches, we need to do the same thing. We need to set designated times as to when we're going to invest rather than social media being an afterthought. It continues. You know, this was 6 years ago. The opportunity is so much greater today than it was 6 years ago. There were not 3 billion active users on Facebook 6 years ago. I don't think there were even 1 billion yet at that point. And so it's incredible what has happened in these worlds as things have continued to grow and develop. The other thing I think Gary just reiterated in this conversation is the significant opportunity that is our world today in digital technology. And I used to, in about the time of that conversation with Gary, I was still arguing with pastors regularly of like, guys, you need to pay attention to the social media thing. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to impact our world and congregation. It was a joke. I mean, it was literally like Facebook, you know, what a waste of time. Well, it's not a waste of time. It is core now. There are a lot of layers too. And maybe I'm overstating that to say it's not a waste of time. There are people wasting a lot of time on Facebook, but from a ministry impact standpoint, and even just a personal use of the value of social media is great. But obviously there are pushbacks to that of some of the damage that comes from social media. But regardless of that debate, that's a different podcast for a different day, is the opportunity is massive. And the way that we can use these tools to engage our congregation and our community is so incredibly massive. So we need to lean in. And then I think the other thing that was interesting to me is basically Gary, well, two things. I mean, one, he talked about Google Glass, and I think we've all seen where that has gone. I still think that pathway is where technology is going with augmented reality, and that's essentially what Gary was describing. That has not progressed as fast as I think Gary was predicting, or I would have guessed. But what was interesting is how he was essentially talking about YouVersion without knowing what YouVersion was at the time. I'm assuming Gary didn't know what YouVersion was. And the Bible app and what we've seen of, you know, you look in your congregations, how many people are now reading the Bible on their phones. And if, just like Gary said, if I don't read the Bible enough, YouVersion will remind me. I love that. I love how YouVersion has innovated in such a powerful way and kept up with technology. And honestly, I think YouVersion is leading the way in technology, not just in the church space, across the board. And I'm proud to call the team at YouVersion and Life Church friends. And so I just want to celebrate that, and hearing that in the conversation and thinking about my friends, you know, Bobby Greenwald and Terry Storch and the whole team at YouVersion and the incredible work they've done. You know, Alan George and the incredible things he's doing with Church Online at Life Church, and Kyle Cutter with Open Church, and so many of the different just things that Life Church has done to innovate and lead the way in the world of technology. So I'm grateful for that leadership in this space and what's put us ahead. And then the last thing I want to mention that was fun in the conversation is the prediction about Tim Tebow. I'm a big Tim Tebow fan. I would have loved, you know, if Gary would have predicted that Tim Tebow would now be playing professional baseball 6 years later. That's a funny twist. But Tim Tebow did not switch. He did stay, as Gary said, at quarterback, and he did actually get a chance to start after that. I believe it was after that with Denver, but anyways, regardless, Tim Tebow, love Tim Tebow, love Gary V. Great conversation. I hope you enjoyed that conversation. I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love to hear what you thought of the conversation, any of the insights, any of the takeaways you might have had, or even other things you've learned from Gary V through the years, and what some of your favorite Gary-isms are if you're a Gary V fan like I am. I think, you know, I want to say this last thing is I think the church a lot of times can be resistant to learning from the business community. And I think the church can sometimes over lean into becoming too corporate. And I think there's a tension there to manage. When I think about when I started doing online church, I had no idea, you know, what I was doing. I had a dream and a vision, but I didn't really have a strategy. And the reality is the only church that I knew that was doing it was Life Church. And I leaned in as much as I could into Alan and the team there. But I was also looking for other insights. And I would say Gary, listening to Gary's podcast and reading his books, he was one of the key influencers for me. And I would say Gary Vaynerchuk and Michael Hyatt were probably the two people that I listened to a lot and really gleamed, this is how we maximize the internet for impact. Now, just as Gary said, for him, it was selling wine. You know, now it's in his media and marketing agency. For Michael Hyatt, it was building a personal platform and a lot of times for public speaking, things like that. But at the end of the day, they helped me understand how we could maximize the internet. Well, now there's lots of ministries and churches that are doing incredible work, and I think you can model and look at and learn from. But I think there's some incredible people. And I think we can even look at political campaigns, and we can look at, you know, business initiatives and marketing ads and Super Bowl ads and all kinds of different places to glean insights and knowledge. And for me, Gary has been one of those people and one of those leaders that has innovated. Seth Godin is another one for me that really, even in the world of storytelling, taught me so much about storytelling and how to clearly communicate a message. And so I think leaning in a little bit, and I think for us to open up our horizons now, I will say with Gary, I do understand those that will find his language to be offensive, and that's fair. But I would say leaning into, and even Gary's books don't have the language. And so if you're looking for some insights there, there's some good stuff there. But I would lean in and look for some other insights that can speak into your ministry and church outside of the church that might give you a unique perspective and help you just to think outside of the box a little bit more. And you just maybe challenge some of the things you're doing in different ways that you're doing them. So I wanted to close with that thought. I actually hadn't planned on closing with that thought, but that's been stirring in me as I've really been thought, man, I'm so grateful for Gary Vaynerchuk and how he opened up, how he learned out loud, shared his learnings, where he fell on his face at times. And it was inspiring and has been inspiring to me and for so many others. And I think there's a lot of people that can learn from that, and we can keep learning from each other. So thanks so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. I hope it was insightful for you. And I hope that as you look to the next 6 years in the world of social media, that you'll lean in, that you'll push the limits of these new technologies and opportunities, that as a church, we have so many incredible opportunities to share the gospel, to grow in fellowship, to deepen our discipleship as we lean in to these technologies that allow us to connect to each other and connect with the world in such a powerful way. So thanks for listening. I look forward to talking with you on the next episode.